So we start off, we'll kick off with Connor Bamford. Connor Bamford's a research fellow in virology at Queen's University in Belfast. We chat about China's mystery pneumonia breakout. Maybe caused by a new human coronavirus, but we'll delve into that one. Before 10:30 as well, Corin Hendricks, TVET Colleges in the Spotlight. We're going to be chatting about them. They play such an important role, but are they doing what they're supposed to get us out of the hole? And then after our news, we're going to be chatting to Deirdre Davids, who is the communications and brand manager at AXA in Cape Town. They're doing some amazing work with False Bay College when it comes to skills development and the area around the airport precinct. Wish more businesses would operate like this. So we'll have that discussion coming up. But it is 6 minutes past 10. Time for us to move on, find out more about this mystery pneumonia outbreak in China.
It's summer.
You're with Cape Talk.
So since December 2019, there have been at least 59 cases of pneumonia in Wuhan, which is eastern China, with one fatality and seven cases deemed serious. The World Health Organization has urged countries around the world to enhance their surveillance of severe acute respiratory infections, although no travel restrictions have been advised as yet. There's also no licensed vaccine or specific treatments for the new virus, and some have drawn comparisons to the SARS outbreak. Remember that, it's got nothing to do with our tax system. The SARS outbreak in 2003, which also originated from China. So to discuss this further, you are joined by, as I said, Connor Bamford, research fellow in virology at Queen's University in Belfast. And a very good morning to you, Connor. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning.
So, now, wonderful having you with us. Now, the new coronavirus outbreak is linked to a market in Wuhan, which sold meat and live animals and has since been closed. What else do we know, though?
So there appears to be this one cluster of cases of pneumonia, and they all have a link to this market, although the exact links of how they might have picked up the virus are currently unknown. In the last couple of days, there's been more developments on how this might have come about by finding one additional case in Thailand, a traveler from Wuhan. However, they did not have links to this particular market, but they had links to other markets. So there's indication that it might involving multiple sites, but probably three animals in live markets.
How does this virus then pass from one person to another? I think it's so important to understand that and then look at the implications of not having travel bans.
So this is the really scary bit. If a virus that causes disease is able to actually spread from person to person. So if you think about influenza, it can do this really easily. But this virus seems to be that it is having a problem in doing that. Although, again, in the last day, the WHO has said that there is limited evidence, but there is some evidence of person to person transmission, mainly in families. So it can happen, but at the minute it is limited.
So does it mean that they contracted this coronavirus directly from the animals sold or consumed?
So this is a new human virus. So we never knew that existed in humans. So these viruses don't pop out of anywhere or nowhere. It likely came from an animal. And we know about other coronaviruses, for example, SARS. Originally came from bats, but it did so via a thing called a civet cat. Live civet cats were kept in these Chinese markets, and they passed the virus on there. So it might be likely that they were these individuals in this outbreak of pneumonia were exposed to an animal, a live animal such as a civet cat, or something that might have been contaminated by a civet cat. And at least one person might have had to do this. Of course, there could have been a spread from an animal to one person, and then from this one person to all 59 cases or so.
Is it only the civet cat? I mean, what do we know about the animals that are kept in that market?
No. So we know limited information about the animals that are kept in the market. There are fish, reptiles, and mammals and birds. This is likely comes from a mammal, likely a mammal. We know that SARS came from civet cats and raccoon dogs and even cats. But for this particular virus, it's completely unknown. But studies are ongoing, I'm sure, to tie that down.
I find it weird that there's no travel ban. So, I mean, what's your reading of that?
So the travel restrictions probably in place. That it is still only a small number of cases from one location, and that it doesn't seem to be spreading from human to human, and that you should be able to pick this up relatively easily. For example, the case in Thailand was picked up through remote temperature scanning, so trying to find people with a fever in the airport, and actually this works pretty well. So at the minute, sometimes travel bans can have undue negative consequences, wow. And at the minute, this is the appropriate level of containment and response.
So you mentioned, scanning and looking for temperature. What are the other symptoms?
So the main symptom that linked all of these cases is pneumonia. So this is a lung infection. So it's damage and inflammation and swelling to the lungs, kind of like a really bad flu infection. So this, you can think of fever, cough, and just generally feeling unwell. I think they're the main symptoms at the minute. But as we know more about the virus, this might spread. For example, related viruses like SARS, you also had gastrointestinal symptoms as well.
And obviously you won't know because it's new, but if you look at similar viruses and mortality rates, if not treated within a particular period?
Right. So the first thing we do know about this virus is there are 59 or so cases. One has died. That person had severe comorbidities, so they had other illnesses going on. The other one seemed to be stable, and at the minute, probably it won't be. They won't die. So this puts, we know what this outbreak is not very lethal. But related viruses such as SARS had a 10% lethality rate, but we can't really compare these two. And also on top of that is that there are related viruses to this that just cause the common cold. So, I mean, there's a spectrum this could fall into, coming from no deaths to, 10%.
So we've got, our Communicable Diseases Institute in South Africa, and countries have them worldwide. What does the WHO suggest when it comes to the immediate actions that they should be taking, if any?
So this is what they seem to be putting countries outside of China on sort of relatively high alert, just to be wary. You can pick up these symptoms, but it might not actually be this virus. And the best way to combat it is to develop a test. And just this morning, the WHO has released their protocol and their testing, diagnostic tests for this novel coronavirus. So, centers around the world should be looking at this and setting that assay up in their countries, and then screening patients who have fever and their fever is not caused by things that we know.
So if you look at researchers who operate within the space of virology, right, how much risk do they put themselves at? So whether we're talking, you get some really dangerous viruses out there. Well, what's the sort of protocol with when it comes to dealing with these viruses, and especially people who then have to go on to the at the coalface, really, to deal with the situation?
Yeah, so there's lots of different viruses. Some viruses will infect plants and they won't be much of a problem to humans. But then again, there are some viruses that actually do infect humans and can cause serious disease. So I guess the most famous one is Ebola.
Yes.
Ranges from Ebola or pandemic influenza or SARS or even this new virus, but we don't really know that much. Virologists really need to work with these viruses. So there's no way getting around that. But they want to do so safely for themselves and for the world in case these viruses might get out. So there's multiple protections that exist from different levels, depending on how dangerous the virus is, from complete containment where you are in a special suit, you're in a special room, the special room is in a special lab in a special building, that would be for the highest one, down to an important cabinet in a room that would prevent the virus escaping. This virus would probably land in somewhere in the middle, so you would have not quite the suit, but at least it'll be in a special lab where it can't get out.
Well, great chatting to you, and thank you for wonderful insights there. Connor Bamford, research. Wonderful chatting to you. Conor Bamford, Research Fellow in Virology at Queen's University in Belfast. So that's the latest on that mysterious pneumonia outbreak caused by, as he was saying, a new coronavirus, a human coronavirus. 16 minutes past 10. What's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? I'm going to take the next couple of minutes to also open up the lines and continue these discussions that we have on a regular basis on the show, whether it relates to school uniform or whether it relates to people looking at themselves and having victim mentality and that holds them prisoner. That's what you can want to talk about or introduce something new. Numbers again, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp and 072-567-1567.